stories you're about to hear may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants. Listen
to me. Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM. Fucking idiot. What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM.
And now. Here's BAM.
Here's BAM.
Whoa.
Trick's gone to China. Never seen her before.
I can't believe it.
Everybody just got here at the same time. Everyone just...
Hey, welcome to BAM Show, assholes. Joe, shut up.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Matt Cole is here live. Hey. BAM is taking a right circle shot from center right. Ryan G, drinking milk. Yeah, what's up, G? How's your cats, Calvin?
They're good.
See them on MySpace. Hey, Novak, man. Novak, I haven't seen you for a while. I hate your guts.
Shut up.
Where'd you come from, buddy?
Yeah, the back door.
You just came in. You came in like
you're
2 seconds
taking it
ago.
In the back door.
Yeah. The price is right, buddy.
Where have you been, man? Where have you, like...
Yeah, here we go. Fucking G
here
show.
Here we go with the allegations.
Here's Ryan G show.
Where's Rich Vose? Where the fuck is Ryan?
You want else me to say? I haven't seen you in a while.
How you doing, buddy?
Good.
I've been down heroin lane.
Get away from me.
Yeah, I've just been chilling on heroin Boulevard. I'm at Martin Luther King. That's where you get all drunk. I've been near no Greyhound bus stops.
And Joe Franz, you glad? Why are you leaving Franz out? Your buddy, Deke.
I yelled at him already.
Yeah, he yelled
my
at
my buddy. Hey, old buddy,
you two are always butt fucking taking little private rides on roads and stuff.
We just took a nice little ride out here.
Private.
You two are always together.
He's not getting away. He's in. He's moving 720. You know how heavy that is.
He has me moving his video games. Want to help, Novak?
That's why we're friends.
Wait for me. I'll be right
That's
there.
Sound any?
You can have 720 if you want it.
Yeah, I'll be more than happy to help.
Yeah. I'll be there. Wait for me.
Happy
so,
to help
so
in Novak.
Where are you at? My car broke down. You know what?
Oh, yeah. Biggest bullshit.
Oh, Christ.
Story.
I haven't been here. Why is it already on me? I haven't even been here for like a
can't
month.
Wait.
Because no, here's the best ever.
I can't wait.
Here we go.
Missy was sitting here waiting to pick him up from his Texas bender. And Oz was in Philly getting ready to pick him up, and he never shows up for the flight. He conveniently missed a flight, and the only flight out next was Baltimore. And then he had Mandy pick him up. Didn't tell a single soul. So everybody's sitting here waiting.
What a coincidence. Baltimore, that's pretty good heroin. It's not that I did.
Man, I swear it was the only flight.
Then he said he was on the Philly flight, but he was too drunk, so they turned the plane around and took him off.
They did not turn the plane around.
I heard about this.
They put me up. I'm on there.
You would have went to prison if they would have turned the plane around.
I never said that. Whoever said that is a bold-faced liar.
What I want to know is this.
Call Missy a bold-faced liar?
Uh-oh.
Is that what he said?
No, he never told me.
Thank you.
He never told me that they turned the plane around. He told me that he would see me later that night so I could sleep here. And then he never showed up.
Exactly.
For a month.
Exactly. You can't trace my lie.
I'm all fucked up. I get on the plane, and I have, like, this soda, and I sit right next to, like, a 9-to-5 business suit and tie kind of guy, and drop the soda on him, and I'm so fucked up. I'm like, dude, it's cool. No big deal. He's like, no big deal. You just spilled a whole soda on me. So the fucking stewardess and the pilot come out. He's like, I'm a snowback. You're going to step off the plane. I'm like, what the fuck?
Oh, man.
Should I go back to Baltimore?
Was it a soda or was it a Jack and Coke soda?
Yeah.
They turned around the plane because he spilled soda on
somebody. See, Franz is still trying to get me to fucking catch me to lie. I never said that.
I don't believe you're lying. I believe there's a little more to the story. I believe you're omitting.
Stop sucking Deco's dick, man.
Yeah, no, because when I spilled the vodka, I thought you said it was soda.
I haven't even been here.
Bam, I gotta go to the bathroom. I'll be back later.
Damn. Why is he... Well, what I want to know is this. The Texas bender. I heard a lot of stories, I don't want to ask you about too much, but I just want to say the funniest story that I heard, I don't know if it's true, was you and Tim O'Connor were in the woods hiding from the cops.
Big time.
And you were both looking in separate directions, saw cops coming, turned towards each other and ran right into each other and smacked faces.
Both had humongous black eyes. You know, I hate the police.
You and Tim O'Connor did?
Yeah. I'm like terrified of the police. I hate the police. And they're driving on a sketchy back road at like 5 a.m.
Plus, I had
And they're all blood. Drunk. And I'm like, dude, if a cop passes, we're getting pulled over. So they pull on this little side street waiting for the person to meet us, take her to the party, to pick us up, to give us directions, to follow them. And I'm like, dude, I'm not sitting in the car. I got warrants. I'm going to, like, hang out in this field. They're like, oh, dude, don't worry about it. Cops aren't coming. So I get out, and I'm hanging in the field by myself. O'Connor comes up. He's like, I'll wait with you. So sure enough, cops pull right behind him and flash their lights on him. I'm like, I fucking told you, O'Connor. I'm not crazy. I know police are coming. So, but before they pull the lights
on, sixth sense if you
shut will. Up, Bronk. Before they pull up behind him, O'Connor's like, oh, shit, cops. And he's joking. As soon as he said it, we turned around. Instead of, like, running away, we ran face-to-face in each other and had a humongous black eye. And he's like, I was just kidding, Novak. I'm like, you fucking asshole. And he's like, no, wait. Maybe it really is the cops. So then we take off in the woods, and I'm hiding in the woods in Texas Field for, like, 20 minutes. And he's like, no, it's cool, Novak. I'm like, leave me here for an hour, and then I'll come out of the woods. He finally convinced me to come out of the woods 10 minutes later. As soon as we get in the car, what do you know? Cops pull up behind us again, turn the lights on. They say everyone's ID in the car. I'm flipping. I'm like, O'Connor, you call Bam. It's your fault. I'm going to jail. He's going to think I'm a piece of shit. And you told me to come out of the woods.
He's
going to
think I'm a piece of shit. Yeah, right.
I know you.
Yeah. Piece of shit happened 7 years ago.
So
dude.
Somehow, on the luck of God, everyone turned their ID in but me. And they never even realized there was one ID missing out of fucking five people.
It's a comedy of errors, Texas style.
So who else can we talk shit on that besides you guys? So,
quick question.
Well, I have a really good fight story that I'm going to tell about New Orleans, but now I'm going to play The Sounds, their new album. This song is called Ego, and it fucking rocks, and then you're going to hear about my fight in New Orleans.
I want to fucking singer. This
is Radio Bam Series 28 Faction. Let's rock.
Calgary. Now.
Say hello to everyone.
Hello to everyone.
Can I talk?
Yeah, what's up, everyone?
I didn't know you were recording this shit.
I had no clue.
It's on. It's on the radio channel now.
Nah.
Yeah.
You're fucking kidding me.
You can't say that.
I'm sorry.
Furious 28 Faction.
So I'm on a delayed flight, pissed off already, and hungover from Vegas. They send me to motherfucking Denver. MTV. We're filming a multi-million dollar movie, and they give me a goddamn layover in Denver. So I'm pissed.
Were you first class in it?
Denver. They got some good smack there.
No, the flight from Vegas to Denver was one of those small flights that doesn't have first class. So I'm already pissed off about that.
You never do layovers.
So once I actually make it to New Orleans, I'm shit-tossed. And those dudes on Bourbon Street are assholes.
Yeah.
They just get all shit-faced, and then they just cause problems. First bar I go into, I'm already looking for a fight because I was sipping on Jake.
What?
I've never heard you say that.
Yeah, I was.
Holy
is this
shit.
Bam Margera?
So this guy comes in, and he's just like, MTV sucks. Viva La Bam's a pussy.
So
I'm like,
unnecessary.
He called you Viva La Bam?
No, he said Viva La Bam is a pussy, like, I guess the show. I don't know.
He probably thought your name was Viva La Bam.
But I stood up on the chair in front of the whole entire bar.
On
like,
the chair?
Yeah, and I was just like, I bet you if I come over there, I'll fucking knock you out in one punch because I know how to do it. So if you talk one more shit, you're getting knocked out in one punch, and I can't wait to do it because I will do it, you fucking pussy.
Did he think twice?
He shut up.
Oh, yeah.
And then Tremaine was all drunk, so he's like, let's go instigate it more. I'm like, okay. So then we walk over there, and Tremaine's like, what, are you all scared now because you're talking all kinds of shit and da-da-da-da? And he's like, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to knock him out in one punch. And then Tremaine's like, that's going to be another lawsuit. I'm like, you're right, but I definitely can spit on him. I'm like, spit right in his face. He grabs the scarf that I always wear and started choking me, and it actually started to work. So I started poking his eyes out, and his eyes were going up into his head.
Yeah.
And then
Bruce Lee move.
Yeah, then he got a hold of my finger and bit it all up. See?
All right, what a pussy bitch. Not a faggot.
This is when it gets worse.
Then
his white supremacist buddy comes in with a lock and chain, whacks Tremaine over the head. He has this huge S with 10 stitches on it now, and he hits some other random dude who now has a hair lip like Joaquin Phoenix. So detectives are actually looking for the dudes because they're like locals at the
like
bar.
That could be like an attempt murder charge, man. Like,
oh, he's going down if they find
that's
him.
Serious. I mean,
wait, somebody got
someone
whacked in the face with a lock and chain.
Yeah, and one of the chefs at the restaurant of the hotel that we were staying at, he had the same tattoo as the dude that was hitting everybody. So I just went up and I didn't know any information, but I just wanted to see what the guy knew. I'm like, I go right up to the chef, like, look right in his eyes. I'm like, I know you know about the buddy that was sipping on beer here who has the same tattoo about you because everybody's been talking about it, and I want to get a hold of him. So where is he? He's like, his lip was quivering. He's like, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm like, you're telling me that you don't know this dude, and he sips on beer at this bar every day, and you have surveillance cameras of the dude. You're telling me that you
just
don't
like
know.
Just like I never did heroin.
Yeah, so.
I'm glad I'm too old to go to bars. Jesus Christ.
You're just not pretty enough to go to bars. You never get laid. That's the problem.
You're not pretty enough to go to bars.
You don't know how to kick game.
Yeah, like
I know.
Me.
Franz kicking game is grabbing her by her throat and jamming her head into the wall where I fucks her.
Yeah. Wow.
That's
okay.
Like a first kiss to me is like Franz banging her head into the wall.
Franz will skip
her.
A French kiss and dive straight for the asshole.
That's first base for this fucking ugly fuck.
I've denied nothing.
That's Franz's first base.
You're one sick individual. Your mother must be real proud of you.
I just like to have fun.
He lubes up on the butt plugs. Your fun makes my dick soft.
Oh, dude, let's put
thank God.
Yeah.
I thought I had him on that one.
No, back. My sex drives don't exist to get you hard, brother. No offense.
Let's put up hidden cameras in Franz's bedroom and see what kind of wild shit he does with his girl.
And how many hookers come in
he
now?
Probably puts, what do you call those things that doctors put in girls' pussies?
Oh, at gynecologists. I just
what is it called?
Fuck.
What is it?
Speculum.
A speculum.
Did
Franz
you find
probably puts speculums in his girlfriend's
those?
Ass and then like looks at it as he jacks off.
Dude,
remember that's probably what you do.
Remember he told us he spread.
Look, he's not denying it.
He's not saying a word.
You've done that. Where did you get a spread?
I have those things.
Ew.
I have the one. There's one for a pussy and one for an ass, by the way. Just so you.
Tell us your six.
Right, girls?
A spatula.
They call that an asshole.
You use a spatula. Tell us your sickest sexual experience.
I don't think
watching,
I want to know it.
Watching you get laid, possibly.
I know, hearing you upstairs.
Oh, yeah, babe, you like that little dick?
Dude, remember he told us that little dick? Remember he told us he, like, what'd you do? You spread a girl's asshole apart
right.
with your toes, and then just kind of came in there, but you didn't
no,
put your dick
in I didn't spread her asshole. She did.
And why well, came, like, just to an open
something
hole?
Something like that.
I think people who love...
Look, it was love.
People who love fetish porn still probably wouldn't like that kind of porn.
Oh, I got a good fisting porn for you later.
Oh, really?
Oh, thanks. God.
That shit's you guys are sick. Yo, have you bought any hookers lately, Franz?
Not lately, no.
When's the last one?
Lately,
white or black?
If by lately you mean in the past 24 hours, then no.
The brown star.
Hey, Deke, you ever fist fuck your girl?
Shut up, babe.
I'm back, Deke.
I'm back.
That's you need a spatula to wipe it well on.
Fuck that up, Deke. Yeah.
Deke would take his girl to Dillertown and, like, French her. That's his night out on the town.
Deke, tell us your sick
babe, I'll take you to Dillertown. We'll sip on a nice bottle of red wine, and then I'll French kiss you in the corner.
First time I fisted it hurt
that's
like a
Deke
motherfucker.
What'd you say?
Where do I go?
Dillertown.
First time I pissed on like a motherfucker.
That was all right, but they were fucking up the fillets the last couple of times I ate there.
Well, that's why you didn't
get
a
Ruth's Chris. You know what's the worst? Ever get the guy who reads the dessert?
Fuck,
you ever get that one guy who reads you the dessert? There's no menu, and he's from, like, Colombia. It sounds like it's one big dessert when he reads you the list. I have no idea what he's saying. I can't even pick one. He's like, I want chocolate mousse, chocolate cookie.
Oh, and it just sounds like all.
I'm like, what is he saying, dude?
We have key lime chocolate mousse ice cream.
I'm paying $25 for some ice cream. I want to know what the fuck I'm ordering.
Flambe. Yo, I bought a $100 bottle of red wine at Ruth Chris last night, or two nights ago, just to see if you could tell the difference.
Stop, no.
You can totally tell the difference.
No way.
It was the best wine I've ever tasted.
But you're going to have to take me there now.
It was, like, thicker and smoother. Like, you could definitely tell the difference.
The only difference I could... What?
It's just, when you buy it at a restaurant, if you go in the wine store, it'll be, like, $50 more. At the restaurant, always. And there's, I can give you some awesome ass wine for $50 over at that fucking store, dude. I'm
fucking into the wine.
What are you stealing my
red wine? Yeah, both.
I hate white wine. If they don't have PBR, they don't have PBR.
Put your hair on
like
that.
Mad Dog.
Let me get a glass of Pinot Grigio.
Peanut Grigio.
I was drinking pisses.
Grigio. I want Peanut Grigio.
The only difference I can taste in wine is when it comes from the box, though.
Oh, I'll
box wine sucks.
I'll dive in.
No shit, ass wipe.
Yeah, I know.
Fucking Mr. Connoisseur over here.
Yeah, I know that I don't like white wine, and the shit in the box doesn't taste as good as the shit in the bottle.
What the fuck?
The day I'll die is when I hear Novak go to a bar and go,
After 1999 Bordeaux with Chardonnay, red wine, please.
Novak, what the fuck happened to you?
What is that stuff? I don't even know.
You know me. Buy the grapefruit, shot of craft.
And a fat bitch on the side.
Nice.
Dude. Would you fuck a fat bitch on the side?
How much? Yeah, man, if I'm hard up, I'll do it for free, but yeah.
Ever see the ripoff Captain Morgan? It's called Admiral Nelson. Have you ever seen that?
No. Admiral Nelson.
You seen that? No. It's like this bold admiral. You kick me in the balls if I'm lying, dude. They brought it home. It was so awesome.
Shipbirds, what's up with you? What are you up
what's
to?
What's the quiz?
I'll be moving out to Bam's, I guess, taking your room in a couple weeks.
Are you still in your relationship?
Yeah. Everything's good. She's moving back to Jersey.
How is everything good?
How's everything good?
What the fuck
back
are you talking about?
Dude, I got so much shit coming up with this fucking DUI, and I got to save some fucking cash.
Dude, I'm not your girlfriend.
Everything's good.
Don't
she's moving back to Jersey.
Well, it does suck, but...
How's it good?
Maybe I'm like...
How's it good?
Because I gotta get this shit taken
care of. Okay, so why is she moving back to Jersey if it's good?
Because, like, we're paying for an apartment, we could be saving money.
You're small talking me, shitbirds.
Sounds like a bold-faced lie.
You're beating around the bush.
The bush, I get it.
Don't change the subject, shit.
No, I don't know. We're just trying to figure shit out, that's all.
But everything's okay.
Shitbird, you're lying out your ass.
Dude, are you on weed time?
I gotta fucking record. I gotta record some shit.
You gotta get your...
I thought it was a DUI 2 minutes ago.
It's that, and I gotta record.
What are you getting at, Novak?
Then he's beating around the bush. I just want the real answer.
About what?
You gotta get your invention going on.
Yeah, I got all kinds of shit going on. I got a fucking show.
Don't talk about your invention because if we talk about it on air, then somebody else is gonna beat you to the punch.
Somebody's already.
It's already invented.
I'm already waiting to
is
walk
it really?
Through.
Already,
fucking, I'm gonna walk think, through Sears and I'm gonna be like, there it is, motherfucker.
No, it's invented high. Already.
No, I have to get a patent.
No, I've seen it.
I thought you got
the thing
patent.
That you hang bananas on a banana.
What do you want? Weed time? Go get the patent now.
You been talking about that patent since last year.
Let's hear his reason.
Okay.
$4,000.
Let's. Phil, give it to you.
It doesn't cost $4,000 to get a patent, dude.
Yeah, you gotta, that's good.
It doesn't, dude.
It costs $1,200. But they have to search the database to make sure there's nothing in
there. And that costs $4,000 to search the database. The patents are numbered. You just go to the
numbers. That means look on the computer.
They have to draw it up on a CAD. They have to make it all fucking legit.
They have to go on the internet, Google it, etc.
Yeah.
Takes time.
It's called let's take some phone calls. Let's talk to Rob here from Pennsylvania.
What up, Rob? Go, Rob.
Yeah, dude, what's up?
What's going on?
Bam, I gotta ask you something, dude. I was wondering if you'd drive me to prom in your Lambo.
is there a girl in there?
Hey, bro, yeah, are you?
Fuck yeah, dude.
Well, it only fits two, actually.
Where are you from?
From Yardley, right out, like 15 minutes from New Hope.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, I like New Hope.
Hey, he likes New Hope.
Does she have hot friends that are whores?
Yeah, dude.
Is somebody going to wind up late out of the deal if I pick you up in the Lambo?
He will.
Yeah, him.
Rob's going to be late.
That's going to cost him.
Oh, actually, you know what? When is it? When is the prom?
May 26th.
Oh, that's a no.
Well, no, that's the problem because my Lambo's in London right now for the Gumball Rally, so everybody's totally screwed.
Except you, Rob, because you're not going to the Lambo. Yeah.
Rob, do you have anything else? Any good stories or anything for us?
Tell us your last sex story, Rob.
Yeah, please.
Did you eat your girl's...
Most perverted. Most perverted, if you will.
If you think you're lying, Rob, just tell us now.
He's perverted?
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a virgin on the phone.
Nah, man, fuck that.
Okay, well, then answer the question. Sex story now.
Did you get the second base?
Yeah, he said his last sex story 10 times.
Jesus Christ.
You're buying time to lie to us, right?
Let him talk.
Dude, it's not really fucking exciting. Like, just brought the girl
downstairs.
No shit.
I never would have guessed.
Yeah. Dude, I just did the deed, man. I don't know. What do you want me to say?
Was it like doggy style in the car or something?
How long did it take for the guy to come?
Oh! All right, well, thank you, Rob. We got to go.
Thanks for listening,
Take it easy. Like, dude, I bet you his last sex story was like his girlfriend just sitting there, like, laying there.
Okay, go.
And then he just goes, like, they're like, oh, yeah, take that bitch.
No, when I was in college, my one roommate was getting laid in the next room, and I could hear him go,
and then, listen,
his girlfriend goes, did you come? He goes, yeah. She goes, okay, good. Going to sleep. He fucking dated this girl for 2 years.
That's like a pity
fuck. I don't think you have much to talk to. Last time I heard you fucking front, I hear, oh, fuck, yeah. That's seriously what I heard from like 3 doors down. Oh, fuck, yeah.
Have you ever been fucking and you drool on him? By accident?
I spit on him on purpose.
I've done that by... I'm like, oh.
Yeah, you...
Shipbirds
also rips farts when he's...
I know.
No wonder you got a divorce, you idiot.
No wonder she left
you.
You
don't rip farts while you're
fucking hot, man. I'd leave you, too.
That's the musky smell of sex.
Novak would leave you, too.
I don't keep this, though.
I'd fart every time I fucked if I was with Novak.
Dude, how come when guys come... Some of them just scream so loud, like, they're fucking, they're like, I'm like, oh, like, it's not, what makes you scream when you come? Like, I could do it completely silent.
Why, like, my friend Scott.
I'll tell you,
because my name's Joe Fine. When you stick your finger up your ass when you're coming, you go, oh, fuck.
My ass is an exit only, dude.
You're a lying fuck.
Straight up.
Stick it up to tickle that. That can make you fucking scream, dude. I did that once. That is hot shit.
I'm going to come and you shove your finger up your
ass.
No
way.
It hits you like the libido or whatever that word's called.
I have a real big vocabulary for being on heroin because you got to, like, weasel your way into getting money, so you got to come up with brilliant words like libido.
Yeah, man.
We got any more callers?
Yes, let's get a little hockey quiz.
Let's get girls.
Come on, we're on the verge of the playoffs. I want to know the hockey team in the NHL from Kansas City. I want to know the team from Oakland. And I want to know the team from...
Baltimore.
Fuck you, faggot. I don't care about Baltimore.
Wait, you want me to know the team?
The teams that don't exist anymore. One's from Oakland, one's from Kansas City, and one is from what's... What do we want to throw in there? An extinct team. Quiz. Tom, you got any...
Pittsburgh.
And Winnipeg.
Penguins. Winnipeg.
You skated at Winnipeg something played.
What was it first start with?
Jay.
Winnipeg.
Jerk off.
Sounds like.
Winnipeg's
coming? The Cummers?
Sounds like.
The Cummers.
Jax.
What am I doing?
Coming.
Oh, Winnipeg Jizzard. Jizz?
The Winnipeg Jizzard.
The Winnipeg Jets!
Oh,
Jets!
That sounds nothing
what
like
about
that.
Call in? What team is from Kansas City? You?
And don't be Googling it. Everybody Googles nowadays.
The Chiefs.
Bullshit.
Cheese here. He won't
the what? It.
The Chiefs.
It has to do. It's close, but it's not the Chiefs.
Yeah.
What is it?
The Bengals.
Nope, someone's going to call in.
And Oakland.
let's have a call in.
Kansas City Heat.
Write it down if you know, Sir Thomas. Oh, you know what I want to know? Hockey question. Who's the guy on the Rangers in, like, the 70s or 80s who dated a model, and every time he got the puck, the people would whistle their ass off? He dated, like, Brooke Shields or something. You know what I'm talking about?
Joe Watson.
Mario Lemieux.
No, it ain't Mario.
Wayne Gretzky. Lemieux.
Dude, we have so many hockey professional lookalikes.
Patrick Roy.
Avon De Jesus.
I'm going to bring them all in here.
No, you know that hockey player, and his last name is Roy, R-O-Y, but wow. He's called Roy. It's not Roy.
Who's that hockey dude? Satan, or Satan.
Satan.
Yeah.
My name is Satan. Remember that kid?
What about Timo Salami?
Do you remember that kid in East? His name was Steve, Steve Shittle. But he's like, it's not Shittle, it's Chattel. I'm like, it's still shit.
Remember that sign that used to say, Pussy Electric on the baseball field when it was just one S?
Pussy Electric.
And they just hung it on the baseball field with all the sponsors. It's like, how are you going to hang that in high school, dude? That's just saying, like, blowjob markets.
Did you play on a Little League team that had a fucked up name? I remember seeing a picture of it. It was like, what the fuck?
It was, oh, yeah, it was the Exton Hard-Ons. You played it, right?
No, you played for, it was really like, I don't know what it was. But
it was probably like Snap-on tools or something.
It was like
Strap-on.
The Boy Scout summer camp, there was this one dude's name was Mike Weenus, and when they said that during roll call, everybody fucking, I mean,
Mike Weenus.
Everyone broke attention right there. Like, we were supposed to follow attention when there was that roll call. We were supposed to act like someone was reciting a prayer.
It all went to shit.
And, oh. And Joe Franz, present! Mike Weenus.
I worked with this guy named Hung Boy, right? Like, I don't know, Korean or something. His name was Hung Boy. And he went.
Oh, man.
Everybody kept saying, oh, Hung Boy, Hung Boy. So he fucking went downtown and fucking changed his name.
Why would you be
mad? No way. That's like a big dick name.
He went flipping through the fucking book, right? And he like, all right, I'll look for a regular American name.
What
name?
Book.
Johnson. Hung Boy Johnson's with the
fuck?
I swear to God, dude.
Bullshit.
I swear, I worked with him in California.
That's too good to be true.
Hung Boy, he was like, he got tired of.
That's gotta be a lie.
Too good.
Well, you know what? It might not be a lie because there's somebody out there named Dick Buttkiss. Dude. That is the worst. That sucks all around.
His parents
Dick
hate him.
Buttkiss.
I'd shoot my fucking parents for that.
Like, what's your name?
I'd be like,
Dick
Buttkiss.
Every time someone calls you, you just kick the shit out of them.
I would get the biggest shotgun and blow my fucking head off if my name was Dick fucking Buttkiss.
It's like there's a lady on the news here.
Good about that name. How could your parents do that to you?
It's like you can't even have your friends call you by your last name because your parents. It's like the worst of both worlds.
They
call you Dick or Buttkiss. You're fucked.
You're like picture being on a baseball team back in Little League and shit, and then you like catch the ball out in left field. Nice job, Buttkiss.
Imagine being his diplomatic friend who's like, it's like, oh, so what's your name? Oh, it's Dick. Oh, cool. I'll just call you by your last name. What is it? Never mind.
Yeah.
I'm gone home.
Wait, isn't Dick short for, like, Ricky, Richie or
Richard,
something?
Richard. That guy, Dick Hackman, who owns the Phoenix Suns, went when I was chilling with him on his yacht in Cabo San Lucas. He goes up because he's like this rich-ass dude, but he's single. And he just goes up to his hot ass girl and says, hey, what's your name?
Oh, man.
He's just like, Dick. He's like, what's your name? She's like, Pussy. And then they went and humped in his yacht.
Yeah, when you have cash like that, your name can be whatever the fuck it is.
If you have cash like that, your name could be fucking Dick fucking Fuck Kiss.
Your name could be like, take it in the ass. You know, it could be anything.
What's your name? Take it in the ass.
Take it in the ass.
Fuck Angel.
All right, dude, I got to hear some motherfucking rock. This is a band, you know what? They play it on the radio and shit like that, but I don't care because I like it. But this song is it's a band called Panic at the Disco. They're from Vegas.
Never heard.
And I'm into it, dude. Let's hear it. This is track 10.
Oh.
This is Radio Band Series 28 Faction.
Bye-bye.
imagine as I'm pacing the pews in a church corridor, and I can't help but to hear, no, I can't help but to hear an exchanging of words. What a beautiful wedding, what a beautiful wedding, says a bridesmaid to a waiter. But what a shame, the poor groom's bride is a whore. Well, I'll look it this way. I mean, technically, our marriage is saved. Well, this calls for a toast, so pour the champagne. Oh, well, in fact, well, I'll look at it this way. I mean, technically, our marriage is saved. Well, this calls for a toast, so pour the champagne, pour the champagne.
We found in Don Vito's ass.
Howdy,
this is Radio Bam, baby.
On Faction 28.
Thanks. Where'd you get it?
Yeah, you can get it yourself. What?
Oh,
intro! Hey, what's up? You know what it is? It's time to hear the answer to the trivia question.
Yes, gather around for some thick, creamy, chocolatey Ovaltine poured straight from Joe France's colon. Hey, Joey, you there? Joey.
Where's the girl called?
Hey, what's up? What's that answer?
Hey,
what
man.
Kansas...
He Googled.
What is it?
The answer is the Kansas City Scouts.
Hey! Oh, yeah, there you go. What about Oakland?
Oakland is the Oakland Seals.
Yeah, all right. And that is one ugly-ass logo, if I must say.
Did you have to Google? Did you have to Google, dude?
Nope.
No, he knew it. Where
Nico
are you
has a new best friend.
He goes in love. His dick's hard. So like
hey, Joey, who do you like in the playoffs?
Oh, I'm going for the Red Wings.
Oh, God, we hate each other's guts.
Mortals. He fucked up.
I was going to fly to get a massage, but I ain't going nowhere.
He's
going
to go sit martinis.
I'm praying for another limousine
sports.
Crash. I hate the Red Wings with all my heart, but good luck to you.
Dico, who are you going for?
I'm going for Calgary and the Flyers. Calgary and the Flyers will be in the Stanley Cup. Sorry,
excuse me, caller. Do you have anything else to tell us?
Tom and the...
Yeah, I kind of wanted to ask Bam a question.
Yeah.
What? I hope it's not to drive to your prom, dude.
No, it's not. I thought that guy was retarded. Colin just fucking asked that.
What up, Joe? What's the question, bro?
What's the story?
Yeah, okay. I asked Ryan G. it the other day, but...
He probably lied.
I was wondering which CKY it was that they threw the pop at the person through the drive-thru. And
I told you, land speed.
Oh, that's CK, the first one.
CKY 1. Yeah,
land speed.
It's called CKY 1.
And it's not in there again because probably
we're, you
got to edit this.
Where are you from, Conor?
Where are you from?
Pop. Michigan.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
You get pussy in Michigan?
Yeah, the Red Wings have the most points in the whole league, right?
Yeah.
They got the Presidents?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, do you live near East Lansing?
Yeah, I'm in Bath.
There's like, a lot of pussy in East Lansing.
Hey, one Sam had a boil on his ass, and they had to lance it.
Oh. Hey, Joey, let's not talk about sports. Let me hear your sexual experience.
Oh.
Okay, maybe not. He might be
He told you, Novak.
Talk about dead air.
What?
It's just good. Sexual experience, Joe.
Yeah?
Tell us.
I wasn't listening. I was on.
Yeah, Joe. Yeah,
he wasn't listening.
We are doing some horrible radio.
Fuck yeah. Okay. Thanks for calling in, Joey.
You are on the radio. And
thanks for calling in, bro. We'll talk to you later.
Yeah, okay. Bye-bye. Thanks. Thank you.
Wait, let's do it.
Let's take another one.
No, I don't want to take another one.
Oh, okay.
No, yeah. Like that, bitch.
Take I don't care it either way.
Landspeed, didn't you have to re-edit that?
It's so hard to like break the news to fans who call in that, you know, you just...
Because it's hard with the conversation.
When there's like dead air going on, you just got to be like, bro, dude, take it easy, you know? And
then time is money here.
Yo, is that like an Arab Misfits?
Yeah, you like
shirt,
it?
Got a turban on the skull? And a beard of it. Bin Laden. Look at that.
It's Misfit Laden.
It's that. Like I ever tell you, yeah.
That's culturally
one time Buddy Bill ran down the boardwalk and stole a turban off an Indian guy's head, I ever tell you that? And they awesome chased him. And then his Buddy Bill's buddy chased them, chasing Buddy Bill. Yeah. And Buddy Bill got away and brought the turban home, and it was just like a poopy stain, like, ew, sheet all, ew, wrapped up.
It was filthy. Did it stink?
I ain't touching that shit. Ew. Dude, that is nasty.
Imagine wearing that shit in your head all day. Your sweaty ass head under
I'll
there.
I'll tell you what, I'd rather chew on that than touch anything Rayco's or even smell his fucking breath. Why does he always talk to you so much when he has horrible fucking breath?
Imagine.
Remember when he was all asleep on the plane with his mouth open and we were just throwing like Tic Tacs
in
there? Tic Tacs in there. We got like 11 in there before he woke up.
Did he get it at all?
No, they were just resting on his mouth. He's like,
and he covers his whole face. He looks like a medieval like torture victim. His whole face is covered with a blanket.
You know what's sick?
Just his hole is open, which is his mouth.
His girlfriend probably eats his ass. Ugh. Imagine like.
You get your his girl too, smells right? Like him now, if you notice. Like, you
really?
Know, he has
now,
a musty...
Now, you know what his girl smells because, like? You fucking her yet?
Because you can smell her. You can smell her from a block away. No. He has...
Joe, Ted the dolphin.
What?
Ted on the dolphin.
All right, Dingo, you tell it. You tell it.
What is it?
I have to tell it.
Someone tell it?
No, you tell it.
Okay.
We'll both tell it. All right. Start.
All right. We go out to this arcade in St. Peter's Village. It's awesome. 1970s pinball, right? They have a mechanical dolphin, like a horse you'd get on out front of Kmart. Not Walmart, because they're faggots. Everybody gets on this dolphin, and we ride it, because it's like something's pounding your ass, and you look like such an asshole.
Howard,
but everybody agrees. Like... Yes, that's funny. So everybody agrees to do it. So Ray gets on it, and he's riding this dolphin, and it's just like...
Is it Colleen? Colleen, now, in the meantime, I'm playing a game. I think it's Deco coming up to me, grabbing my ass.
Oh, you're here,
Ted's something? Girlfriend. And now Joe is on your left.
I thought it was Deco. And like, you know, like, every now and then, like, someone you don't know comes up behind you and, like, feels your ass, like, haha, funny. Well, I think it's Deco, and I'm like, why is he keeping his hand on my ass leg? I'm like, what the fuck is going on? And I turn around, and it's her.
Grabbing your ass?
Yeah.
Which she's doing it as a joke, but I really think that's inappropriate for someone else's girlfriend.
No, but wait. Joe is on the right side of the room. I'm sitting there watching this. Joe's on the right side. He's getting his ass felt by Ted's girlfriend. Ted is on the left, riding a child's mechanical dolphin from like 1960.
No,
he's pounding his ass, and he's like, just trying to get her attention. Like, look, it's funny because it's stupid, you know. And she doesn't even see him. And
everybody's in the whole room's like all the events in that whole day boiled down, led up to that one moment when. There was five people looking at Ray. Goes, hey, Colleen, check me out.
Yeah, right.
Everyone turns over to see her feeling my ass and leg.
Yeah.
They turn back to him to see what he's going to do. And the thing runs out of time on the dolphin. He's
so
like,
it's just like, ooh. And Ray is just sitting on the dolphin while it's going, feeling.
So.
It was the ultimate humiliation.
It was so awesome.
It's hard to go home and hump after that.
Like, ride it again.
Oh, man.
God, that was fucking worth it.
You look really awesome on that goddamn dolphin, babe. Come on.
So, you got your car shipped out to where for this gumball thing?
Where do you drive
it?
It's in London right now.
What is it? What's the deal with that? What is that shit?
It's a gumball rally, but it's fucking nuts because we're driving from London to Budapest, which is, like, insanely
Belgrade.
Far.
Belgrade.
Oh, Belgrade?
Yeah.
Then from Belgrade, we put the the Lambo on an airplane that flies into Thailand.
Not just one air, like, it's like 180 cars are going on, like a few cargo planes go to Malaysia.
So then we land in, I think we land in Thailand, and then we drive to Hong Kong. From Hong Kong, we put on another flight that goes to, like, Salt Lake City.
Yeah.
And then we drive
what
to
a weird place.
Yeah, like,
you guys go to Kuala Lumpur, then you drive up to Bangkok.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Bangkok. How do you drive the car out of, like, the United Kingdom?
They have a tunnel now.
Yeah.
It's
didn't
long
somebody
as
swim
shit.
That tunnel?
It's like a 100-mile tunnel under the whole fucking whatever that's.
How much it cost to have your car sent from here to out to there? Is that expensive as fuck?
Yeah. Well, if you do a priority mail.
Who cares, dude? I'm gonna be honest with you.
Me and Shipbird saw the paperwork. That shit was ridiculous.
Was insane. Yo, gee, will his car be one of the most hot shit cars there? There are like loads of hot cars. Dude.
What an ass kisser, ladies and gentlemen.
I want to know. This is curious.
There's a lot of hot cars on there. It's a mix of everything.
There's like 50 cars sitting in this garage all ready to be shipped, and it's like.
His will be unique. I just say bring fucking oil, dude, because you're gonna burn through. Quick.
Yeah, Egypt.
Yeah.
Now, aren't you going like?
Can I use any oil or?
Nah, you have to use Egypt.
Just ask Dunn. Dunn will know.
AJIP.
So what's the point of
they
it?
Rip
you race
so
and win it. Like, is there a point to it?
You don't win anything. It's just a rally. Like it's just a shitload of like dope ass cars
it's an expensive
racing.
Expensive rally. If for this one you have to pay $72,000
just to get into the
just
pitch?
To get into it.
Yeah, it's not so much who wins; it's the prestige of running the race.
But
right?
Bam's lucky enough to get on for free, so good for him.
You know who else is in that race?
These nuts.
No, I'm asking. Do you know?
Adrian Brody did it last year.
Stars. I don't know.
I saw just a shitload of like millionaires.
Yeah, like Fortune 500 dudes.
Blow money.
Is there like flying carpet riding sheiks that do it?
I heard there are.
We're in Morocco too.
Man, I wish I could have taken my
Jeep.
Funny.
Put my Jeep Cherokee in that motherfucker. I'll fuck them up.
In that motherfucker.
I'm sure they'd be like, wanda.
Yo, the new Placebo just came out and it's fucking hot shit. And I want to hear this right now because they have it in New York. Let's hear track one. It's called. Meds. Dude, Placebo.
Meds?
Dude.
My new favorite band, if you like it.
This new Placebo is the best.
Last track.
No. It's I want to hear Meds.
Okay.
This is meds.
I want Meds.
Radio Bam.
I was alone. Trying my best not to forget what happened to us, what happened to me, what happened as I let it slip. I was confused by the powers that be, forgetting names and faces. Passers-by were looking at me as if they could erase it. Baby, did you forget to take your pants? I was alone, staring over the ledge, trying my best not to forget. All manner of joy, all manner of glee, and our one heroic pledge. How it mattered to us, how it mattered to me, and the consequences. I was confused by the birds and the bees, forgetting if I meant
was alone, falling free, trying my best not to forget.
It's Radio Bam.
Turn it up.
This is Brandon.
You know, do that voice you do. I don't fucking do that.
Woo woo, this is Radio Bam, Sirius 28 Faction. Wow.
Hey, welcome back to Radio Bam Series 28 Faction. You know, because you're tuned in or you couldn't hear it. Sucker, there's Matt Cole. Matt Cole is a plastic bottling motherfucker if I ever see one. Hey, a Bam right there. Goddamn, do an invert, boy. Ryan G. Cars. Rich Bowes. Music. Brandon Novak. Joe Fox. Movie.
I don't know who mine was going to be.
That's pretty good. I got plastic bottles. That sucks.
Heroin.
Bam's all hacked up. He looks like a fucking pipe bomb went off.
Yeah, Bam. Dude, explain this welt on you, man.
Yo.
Are you alive?
I got to go.
Ryan Dunn's here, a little
Ryan
late,
Dunn.
Buddy.
We have like 8 more minutes left.
We got done in Zach.
Wait a minute. Done.
What
aren't you mad at Zach, who's here for wrecking your car and lying to you about it?
No, he never wrecked my car. He stole my car.
That's better.
He never wrecked it.
What happened there?
Who invited dipshit back? What the hell are you doing back here?
I'm here for a day, cause problems and leave.
I'm trying to clean out.
Are you sure you have a ride home? Because I could rig one up for you.
Sweet.
All right. Yeah, buddy.
Done. I don't see any welts on you from that grenade.
I got hit by the same thing.
Oh, man. I got... Yeah.
You got the worst.
We're filming Jackass 2. What happens is when there's a riot going on in a jail cell, they throw in this grenade. And all these, like, marbles go flying everywhere, and they knock everybody, like, to the ground, so the riot stops. So me, Dunn, and Knoxville stood in a room and, took the explosion. Yeah. And I happened to pick the worst spot possible in the room.
Would you be, like, a corner?
Why don't you just write the script and hand it off to somebody else so maybe they can beat us to the punch?
What do you mean?
That'll work out well for us.
Hey, I thought you guys weren't allowed to talk about that. I thought you guys signed papers.
Well, the problem is we have fucking shit goose in here who reads my notes, and then he decides to take over the show, what? So he wants to call Radio Shit Goose, but it's
wasn't
radio.
Wasn't it just
Radio Shit Goose?
It was just you talking about bits we've done. Now somebody else is going to go do it, and it's going to be out the window.
Yeah, and I'm sure everyone's going to see it if some random fucking Yahoo doesn't.
I can tell you
doesn't.
One thing. They're not going to want to do it, and our movie will be out way before their pussy. Movie will so
their pussy movie.
Whoever wants to put a pussy movie out,
what right. Table?
Who's gonna find a grenade with a fucking what? Marbles in it?
Well, the Natty Ice Crew for one.
Natty Ice Crew.
Remember the Natty Ice Crew made a fucking video and said, "Wait, Don, what happened with you and Zach?"
What?
Look at Francis. What an instigating ass.
That's all he does.
Zach's standing right here. So I'll tell you exactly what happened, but nobody wants to hear about it.
So me and Dunn went golfing today. And,
who won? Where'd you go?
No, it was. We went to Tattersall. But,
Tattersall. We don't
take
the
people there are so cool, and they always let us just go for free, sip on beer, do whatever we want.
No, they let you go for free. I joined. I had to pay a membership.
Yeah, I'm going to do that.
Yeah, too. That place is high class.
But there's a new guy there, and he's such a dickhead, and it took us 30 minutes to even start golfing because one of Dunn's buddies had, like, they weren't even jeans. They were, like,
dungarees,
pants on.
Like, dark, barely pants. It was, like, it was so annoying, and I just walked in. I'm like, can't we just play some motherfucking golf? And then Dunn gets all mad at me. Dude, this guy was a prick, though. Like, Tattersall wants us to go there.
Man, nobody cares about our golf outing.
Okay, Dan, what do they want to hear about?
No, I'll tell you how high class they are. When we were taping over there, I had diarrhea so bad in their beautiful bathroom that I lifted up the seat to see if it splattered, and it did. I went outside to my car and then went back in to wash my hands, and it was cleaned up. So somebody came in like a flash, just wiped my splatter. So that's a lie. That's a lie. I just wanted to say diarrhea on Radio Bam. Oh, God, sorry. Believe I did it.
Dico's hobbies are just like going to places like Kmart to shit just to see if they have rad bathrooms.
No, I got a new hobby now. Please, I go to Walmart and knock things over to make a mess so they can fuck off and get the fuck out.
You hate Walmart, don't you?
Man? Fuck yeah. They
Walmart
sucks.
Right, I'm coming up publicly against Walmart.
But why, though? What stems?
Because... they make the white trash come out of the fucking woodwork when it doesn't even exist. They're fucking 100 miles of lines. They sell tons of shit. It's just a fucking jam up.
It's
they can
mess.
Go fuck off. Kmart was here first. Bring back Woolworths where you can get a rat, a pair of socks, and a sandwich.
Woolworths.
All in the same fucking
house.
Can someone open up a goddamn window? Yeah, I know. Right. I feel, dude,
it's hot
it's
and it's smoky.
Than shit in here. And it smells like you guys.
You walk in, you walk in here, you
smells
get cancer.
Smells like you guys in here. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
God, I'd rather go to the local gym and be in the sauna with some guys who just want to be naked all the
I'll
time.
I'll go.
Fresh that's actually hokey. Fun.
That's not fun when you go to a gym and there's like 50-year-old men who just want to be naked. All they have to do is put a little washcloth on top of their dick.
Dude, when you go to the gym to walk around naked. Dude, these old fucking minging-ass dudes just love to walk around with their sick, flappy balls hanging around and they're totally comfortable chilling with the boys.
Dude, I've seen conversations. One time, a friend of mine's shower was... didn't work. I was staying with him in L.A.
Listen,
I joined. No, this is perverted.
Something you get now.
Well, because I'm only going to tell you half the story.
Okay.
But I had to take showers at the Y where I was working out while I was doing this movie out there. And
big movie, man.
What yeah,
movie?
Big movie. A science fiction movie that never got finished, but I got paid for it.
Was it Octopus Too?
So, yes, it was a gay. It was definitely gay because these guys would stand around naked and just bullshit in the locker room for hours and. They would act like they were getting dressed, you know, putting on one article of clothing at the same time. So by the end of it, you had four guys standing around completely dressed, even neckties on, even, you know, vests on, jackets on, no pants or underwear.
Yeah.
As a visual, ladies and gentlemen.
And then I got in the shower with him, broke back front.
Zach, what did you do to Dunn's car?
What's going on, Zach?
He would not leave this be. I stole it.
Did you really steal it?
He did. He...
What are you stealing cars for?
Time's tough.
He needed a ride to the airport.
And then after that, you just kind of cruised around.
I was supposed to put it in his garage, and I kept it.
Which car?
He asked Zach. Which car? Zach, tell the whole story.
Which car?
He asked you to take him to the airport. You show up with someone dropping you off, and he's like, well, how are you going to take me to the airport if we're dropping you off?
Then I went to Dave and Buster's, went over to Commodore Barry, did a little bit of gambling, counted Atlantic City.
No, what really happened was I dropped him off at the airport. I was supposed to put it back in his garage. I parked it in front of my house.
Problem number one.
Yeah. Which one was
Why
it?
Why did it have to get towed to the
M5?
So then what happened?
It got a scratch on it, and I blew the clutch.
Jesus.
Oh,
man.
And then Brent came over your house and got in your face and took the... Oh,
no,
Justin?
Fuck Brent.
How
fuck
are you still
Justin.
Friends with him?
Neither one of them got in my face. If any one of them got in my face, it'd be in the ground.
Oh!
What happened was that I told them, I said, drive it back to Ryan. So if the clutch goes on you, I'm not in trouble for it. And Ryan came back and yelled at me. And
I would have, too.
Don, is this really what happened? Tell us the whole story.
That's what happened.
Oh, okay.
That's what happened.
Well, yo, right
I
now.
Care, I don't care about the clutch or anything else. The fact that I was like, all right, take my car straight back to my garage. Take it straight back to my garage, and that's all you have to do. And 5 days later, my buddy's like, hey, I just found your car out in front of Zach's house. did you want it there? What? No!
How about this? I sold Ryan my bike, my pride and joy bike. I give it to him. A day later, he calls me up. He's like, hey, Bam just tied your pride and joy to the back of his Hummer and drug it down his driveway. This was my...
That's really the same thing. I actually had paid you.
I know. It's like, well, it was Doug's bike. Yeah.
I left with it. Buy my M5. You just decided to steal it.
Well, y'all, right now I'm going to play Dope Stars, Inc. This is called Right Here in My Arms because I want to fit some room for some Venomous. So, because the show's getting ready to get over soon, so we got to hear some more rock.
Totally.
So, let's hear this shit right now. Radio Bam Series 20 Faction.
Don't touch me there.
Rip proof.
It's our son.
What's up? I'm April Margera.
Hi, this is Phil Margera, Bam's dad.
Call Radio Bam now at 877-PORN-BAG. That's 877-PORN-BAG. Why are we doing porn bag?
It's easy to remember.
That's horrible.
That's our son.
That's horrible. I guess dial it to call in, but that's horrible.
Why don't you read the letter?
Oh, no.
On Faction 28.
What would you rather do? Take a bubble bath with Mr. Drummond from Different Strokes? or let Mr. Belvedere suck you off? Who will ever know?
Does everybody have to know about the Mr. Belvedere thing?
Everybody, no, you can hide both if you can, but
at least
you have
that.
To know. Don't touch
at
me.
At least
there.
You get to come.
Yeah.
I'd go for the blowjob.
I'd go for Mr. Drummond.
I'd let anybody suck my dick as long as I just close my eyes and picture like Pam Anderson or something. But she has Hep C. Well, fuck, I have Hep C too, so it doesn't really matter.
No, not Mr. Belvedere. From right. Golden Girls. Who's B. Arthur?
That horny bitch.
You're scaring me you're looking at all of us like we know the Golden Girls lineage.
What would you rather do? Take a bath with Mr. Drummond and he sucks you off from Different Strokes, or take B. Arthur's husband divorced the Golden Girls Stan?
I don't get the question.
Stan has to wear his toupee and you have to rip it off by suction. In Caesar's Pebbles Casino.
I think Deco's weird.
I missed the question. I don't know what it is.
Have you been hanging out with Ludwig's Tavern sipping on beer tonight?
He's weird.
Deco, if Franz thinks you're weird,
you don't even know about him accusing people of wearing makeup.
Tell us.
I'm not going to say it. I'll tell them after
here.
We're off the air. Right, horrible was that?
Well, all I know is this.
Fucking asshole.
Come on, Instigator. Tell us something fucking
I
don't serious.
Know. I'm trying to change the subject.
I know.
I'm fighting a losing fucking
yeah,
battle.
Yeah, I'm fighting a losing
fucking thing.
I look over and I see Franz like, no.
Dorothy!
Whenever anybody goes, no, in the
it's
corner,
good.
That just means I'm going to talk
done.
About it.
Exactly.
Yeah,
no. So the only one that can make you tell a story is Wonder Boy. Bam, tell him to tell us.
It sounds to me like you're giving the orders to Bam here on his own show, man.
Orders.
That's not right, dude. You can't give orders to Bam.
To change the subject.
You're giving orders to Bam on his own fucking show. You make me fucking sick.
Don't put it off on me, bitch.
It's your show, dude.
I'm not the one too scared
to
tell
you. Yeah, but I am getting a show. It's called Heroin Faction 28.
I'll tell you how to shoot up, where to buy it, and the best
Novak,
deals.
What have you been up to? You've been gone for a couple weeks. What have you been doing in Baltimore? Tell
Brighton,
us.
Man. Brighton.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
He's right now. Good man.
We're actually friends. We're going up to see the publishers in New York.
Oh, yeah. We actually have publishers meetings for Dream Seller the Novel.
Fellas, I'd have to say this, but we got to go.
No, this is up next. Who the fuck cares?
I'm not, we need an hour and a half. Golden Girls is over. Golden Palace is over.
I want to say bye, but I want to end this with Venomous from Westchester. This is my friend Hoof Pate. You've seen him in the CKY videos, and you could go to Venomous on MySpace and check that shit out and download the songs because they're seriously rocking. And
is this
I'm
new shit or is it?
It's fucking like it's a mellow song, but it's fucking rad. It's
something different than what I heard. Remember when they?
No, this is new. It's called Look Up, and it's seriously good. So we're saying goodbye and let's hear this.
Oh, later.
That's Radio Bam for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.